Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight now. I know that my podcast have been dealing with a lot of stuff, you know, personally about, you know, judgment, philosophy, you know, self-help, you know, going for dreams, stay away from dream killers, all that. Because, you know, I deal with that every day. You know, people perceive, you know, what I perceive or what I come across. And it's good to talk about because I'm sure somebody's dealing with that. But the most important thing that in my podcast for me is my music. There's my album, Legacy Songs of Beyond, Goodbye for Now. It's on Spotify, it's on Deezer, it's everywhere. It's, you know, it's a mixture of rock and pop. And I want to say that if anybody, to all artists, it's such, you know, I respect other artists and because making music is such a joy. My music is rock and pop. I've been doing it for years, so I have, you know, I've been out in LA a long time, and you know, I went through all those. God, I went through a lot, but I evolved with my songwriting. I still am evolving, but singing is just such was the thing. You know, I was a rock singer. I was totally different when I came out here. I was just such a rock singer because I was so rebellious. Still am a little. But it's more into the music cliches because I had so much to say from my experiences. But I evolved into a pop singer. And, you know, I love to write songs about love. As you notice, my songs, if you notice, you see me about talk about love, I don't mention he or she. You know, the reason why is because I know that the audience that could listen to my music could be gay or straight or bi or whoever. We're all equal. The whole human race, we're equal. So I have to write in more universal terms with love for everybody to relate to it. And in my other songs, you know, it's just more like universal. So if I write about overcoming stuff, like being, you know, like unique to rock songs, it's about universal. It's for man, woman. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter where you come from, black, white, gay, straight, Jewish, Christian, Islam, Arab. We're all the same. Asian, wherever country you come from, you know, we're all the same. Japan, Russia, or whoever gets to listen to Africa. So that's why I write, when I sing, I write in universal terms for everybody to relate to it. Because that's how I am personally. You know, truly, honestly, I am that way. You have to relate to people on the universal terms, you know, in music, you know. And that's what it is. And Legacy Songs and Beyond is a mixture. You know, it's got all the album, you know, recording studio. Then it has, you know, like me, you know, just doing like I Do Love You. You know, I Do Love You. Perhaps I could have used a microphone. I didn't. I just did it without any vocal preparation. I just went to my keyboard, and I just recorded it. I wanted to try something new. As an artist, I try to do things or try new things to enhance my creative potential. So it wasn't a recording studio. It was just me playing a keyboard, an electronic keyboard. And it's called I Do Love You. It was such a joy to do. When I first started taping for my, recordings to release on my own, and just I just said take off the microphone, and let me just play. Now, I perhaps will use a microphone in the future, perhaps maybe not. I don't know. I use microphones when I'm on stage. Yes, I use microphones in the recording studio. Yes, at home I have a microphone. Yes. So I want to do something new. Yes, I do love you.
I really want to be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really want to hold you forever, and that's the truth. Don't you know, really do? 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 I really want to love you. That's why I wanna marry you. You are the one for me for eternity.
You can listen to that easily on Spotify for free. You can also listen to it on Deezer. You can listen to it on Amazon. It's there for free. It's just a keyboard. It's just me singing to a keyboard. I don't have no other instruments on there. So, that is that. Then it was a cappella. I just sung a cappella. It's called Legacy Songs a cappella. I actually did that a while back. It was just singing. It was no preparation again. Vocal preparation, I have to, for a show, I have to be prepared if I do a show. And let me tell you, I'm going to be honest, because I have to be honest with the public since I do these shows and podcasts. I have not performed. I don't perform as much as I used to. I do go out periodically, but I've done so much shows when I was younger that it's like, it was like such a drag, including all those years. It's like, I was just like frustrated. I'm on stage and the bands and stuff, but I do love to perform live. I do. I enjoy it. I will get out as much as I can, but I've been doing it for a very, very, very long time. So I'm sorry if you haven't seen me perform, but I will perform out in person periodically, but I do perform online. And I just released the single, I Do Love You. Again, I Do Love You is the same song, and I did I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True. Now, when I did I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, that was part one. It was the original version. I just did it on the keyboard by myself, and then I went to recording studio, and I did that. The recording studio version is I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, part two. And that was adding different melodies to my original melody on the keyboard. And then me just singing to the same, somewhat the same words, but, adding different keyboards, different melodies. And I work with someone else in the studio with a producer. I also co-produced the song, too. So when I'm in the studio, you hear me recording the versions, I'm not just singing. I'm writing the words. I'm also involved in the producing of every song I do. I have to, is my vision of how I want the song to be. Because if I come into a song or make a song, I have this vision. But if I'm writing with someone else, which I have with these songs, then I will take my vision with that person's ideas and mix it together. It makes it easier, you know, with another songwriter, you know, it does. But, you know, I have some sort of idea what lyric or what the melody is and pertaining to what the lyric and the melody is and pertaining to the music that I envision for me to sing, because I'm writing the words and I'm involved in the producing and the music of what I actually sing. If I was to write for someone else, then, which is great too, then I would have to get what they want, what their ideas, and envision what they, you know, try to write from their point of view. So I had to write from that singer's point of view, or that's how I would deal with it. But the songs that I make were from my point of view, for me, so it's easier. But this is I Do Love You, and I want my Hollywood dreams to come true. You can hear that for free. Maybe I should play the whole thing on my podcast, but you can hear it, you know. I guess I probably should. I'll get to that eventually. But when I write these songs, you can listen to that legacy. You know that song, legacy songs, Goodbye for Now. I Do Love You, that I Do Love You song that I just played with me singing. It's called I Do Love You, I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True Live. It is, again, you can hear it everywhere, you know. Try Amazon. It's there for you to enjoy. Spotify. And again, it's those songs I've written on my own. I mean, I've been doing it for so long. I really have. I mean, a struggling singer, songwriter, musician for many, many years. Yes, I'm one of those people who just done it so much and done it so much. And yes, it's my dream or my aspiration to go further with it. I haven't given up on it. I can't, because it's just like it's spontaneous. Automatically for me, you know. Yesterday, I just played my keyboard, and I wasn't. I was going to do a practice, you know, like basic jam part two, which is just a practice. I may release that as a single, and I wrote almost a whole song perfectly, a new song that I had no intentions of making it. So that is how I am. Yes. The reality of this situation for me as a starving artist is that it's not bringing me much money. And I have to find a career and do all the other stuff outside to balance out to dealing with not getting recognized or not getting a chance to make a living in music. So I'm glad that I at least attempted education, even though, to tell you the truth, I still had struggles in that department to try to have something to fall back on. And it's important for our starving artists to try to have something to fall back on, or at least attempt to do so, because it makes life worthwhile. Because putting all my eggs in one basket limited my potential. But I spent, like, especially 10 years just making music, and I was like, okay, I did a two compilations. Okay, I was out there, playing on the Sunset Strip. Okay, I was playing in the Valley. And I have nothing to show for it. No one gave me a chance. No one gave the record companies did not give me that chance. They rejected my music. So that has happened to a lot of artists. Unfortunately, that was painful for me because I like to be recognized for a talent that I have. But, again, I did not give up. So I hope that you listen to Legacy Songs and Beyond and this singles. As I said before, I don't think I would make another album because I released so many albums the last decade. So many. So, but I will be doing singles live versions, maybe books about my music. There's books out there with all the lyrics on some of the lyrics I've written, or the story about the song, because there's always a story about all these songs. And I'm one of those songwriters who write from experiences that I have, especially with the rock music. The rock music was you could say one side of the rock music was, I've written from experience, what I experienced and how it affected me, and then I go and write it. So I write, that's how I write. The love songs has come from experience, like I'm Over You, definitely, but it also come from inspired by something. So inspiration as well as experience is how I write songs. Songwriting was not, songwriting was something that I just grasped onto, and I didn't know when I started out, I was singing and I didn't know anything about songwriting at all. And the only thing I can relate to is like write from the heart and write from what I see in my life. And it's like, okay, that's good to write about. And I'd had some stuff that some experience stuff on the dark side that I did not want to deal with. And it was painful. So I've written songs like Trauma, I've written songs like Trauma, or I've written songs like Unique. Unique was because of the perception was at the time that these people, and even now, because of I have my own style, I guess. Personally, I don't think so. I'm just like anybody else. I feel that way. I don't think I stand out, but other people think I do. My clothes or whatever. I have people think, oh, I don't wear the right clothes, which is so ignorant. If it's pertaining to Hollywood, I'm not on stage. I'm not, if I was on stage, then I'd wear glitter or something that pertains to the stage. If I'm not on stage, okay, I'm too old to be acting like a child. I mean, if they want to be a child, then go somewhere else. I'm an adult. I'm not on stage. When I'm on stage, then I will dress the part. But still, the perception is, from my point of view, is that these people simply were so ignorant. They judged me by the way what I wear walking off stage, or and not my talent, or not me as a person. And, which is so ignorant. But I have had people, by the way, my podcast and by what I say, who think negatively or about my my health, my mental health, and so on. And all I can say is that if you see something and you perceive it to be, you should not, unless you contact that person directly. You know, we can't go by a book by its cover. We can't say, if it walks like a duck, if it talks like a duck, the truth is, it's not always a duck. So, that's how I perceive it to be. But the perception is that they didn't judge. The song Unique was based on going to a record A&R person, and they didn't see me for my music. They saw the way I looked. And I said, that's so ignorant. I mean, you know, first of all, it was not the 80s, okay? This is not Milli Vanilli, glam rock, MTV generation, okay? Of course, MTV was still going on, still was, but we didn't go by looks at my talent, you know? If it was the MTV generation, then perhaps I could understand, even though it was ignorant. Because the image was so more important than talent, but I was too young to understand. I'm glad now that I finally understand it, it was way past that generation. So, you know, so I written that song, Unique. It was painful, you know, working really hard on a demo and going out and singing, and someone make these judgments that has nothing to do with my talent, but just the way I look. And I didn't go in there naked. I didn't dress with holy clothes either. Here is Unique. Again, look at people's talent. I hope the industry just look at my talent. And if they honestly think that I can't write or sing, then fine. I don't listen to that. And there are people who actually think like that, and they're honest. Well, honestly, does not pertain to reality in my part, because I know I can write and sing or have some talent, and I can play. So I had to let it go. Be positive, you know. And Unique is about a positive song, taking a rejection and moving on. So these songs have been out for quite a while, so you can listen to legacy songs and beyond. It's a joy to do to create. It's a joy to do to be an artist. It's a joy to do to make music. I've been doing it for so long. I've been doing it for a very long time. I paid my dues many lifetimes over. And I am telling the truth, and that is all to it. I had to have something, try to find something to fall back on, because simply it has not worked out the way that I want to. And this is simply not what I expected. But expectations don't pertain to the actual reality. Sometimes it just don't happen. You know, it happens later. It's hard to be an artist, but I'm living a hard life. Because the truth is, many artists, there are so many talented artists who have struggled living in mundane reality because they're so into their art. And some of these artists get involved in drugs or have bad childhoods or have mental health issues or have something that they struggle with while being a great artist. And there's been so many, and including many who have become successful. I'm no exception. But I'm very healthy enough to understand where I need to be. I did have a bad childhood. I'm not a drug addict or alcoholic, thank God, because that would have made it worse. I did have mental health issues from bad experiences, but I overcame a lot. The homelessness and the being a victim of crime, all that stuff, you know, all kinds of things. Poverty, despair, and still doing art. And that's the honest truth. And if people judge me by the way I look now or come across and say, oh, I look too old, or I look, or what I wear, then that's then ignorance is upon them. But I also realize that I have to continue to live my life to the fullest and try to be as best as I can and do the best I can, even though no matter what's going on, because life is too short. And life is too short, so I have to make the best out of it and still go for those dreams and believe that somebody can recognize me for who I am and not listen to the naysayers. Life had gave me I believe that God, life had given me a bad set of cards, but I took it and tried to change it and do the best what I can to do what I need to do to succeed. Wow, I haven't seen what I needed to see, and I'm not happy, definitely not happy with what's going on. But attempts to be successful and to be an artist is essential for me to make my dreams come true. That's why I came to L.A. when I was young. I couldn't be an artist where I was from. It's still part of me and who I am no matter where I go. And I will continue to go for it until I decide to stop. And I'm not ready to stop yet. Because life is too short. And when you say life is too short, life is too short to be thinking about this or that. You may make the best out of it because I don't know how long I'm going to live. So I'm going to do what I need to do to make the best out of it. And I leave that to you. I hope that wherever you decide, if you have a dream, go for it. Make the best out of what you have because life is simply too short. And don't let no naysayer stop you like I won't. My music is so important to me. And that is it for today. For the next podcast, hopefully I'll talk about something related to my music, and perhaps it will be about politics or astrology or something that I'm into that's constructive. And that's all I need to say. And thank you for listening. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.